අපනාහිතාහි කිසුයි නා යන්නේ ග්‍රාම බවහරේ පණ්ඩිතයි සත්සමයි කිපාතරි දරි මරේ පරියාසුද්ධා අපාන කිපාතේ කහ පස්සම්මා තා සනාතන රශ්‍යාමි තී ආචාර්ය in this disciple substitution from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lord Chaitanya he is the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya and from him Sanatana Goswami six Goswamis there are six the first followers of Lord Chaitanya and then from next step from so Raghunath Goswami and then this author of this book Krishnadas Kalidas Goswami and from him Narottam Das Thakur and then from King Vishwanath Chakravarti Baladev Vidyabhushan and in this way this disciple succession is coming from Lord Chaitanya. So as Acharya, Acharya means one who knows the principles of scripture properly, being initiated by authority who knows things as they are, and they apply those things in their own life. They are called Acharya. Achinati Shastran. He must know all the principles from authority, and he should apply his life in those things. Not that he knows but does not apply. He cannot be Acharya. Apane Acharya Prabhu Jivarishtha. Lord Chaitanya. He, although he is accepted as, the personal, he is Krishna himself, still he behaves in such a way that others can follow. He also accepted Ishwarpuri. Ishwarpuri was his spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya. So this is the disciple frustration. Now, how to present himself before the spiritual master? He says that actually I am not learned because I do not know my own position, what I am. But people say that you are Pandit and I am Pakta and I think, yes, I am Pandit and I am learned. This is the situation of the world. Everyone who has no spiritual knowledge, who does not know what he is, is still he is very much proud that he is very learned. So such kind of learning may be praised materially, but spiritually it has no value. Spiritually it has no value. Because this is temporary. Temple. Just like by force, so many people is posted on the king's position. But after 5 years, 10 years, again he is a common man. So similarly, all these material acquisitions, they have no permanent value. Therefore, those who are actually learned, they don't give any importance to this material acquisition. Sanatana Prabhu is by his personal behavior, he is presenting himself that people say that I am very learned, but actually I am not learned. This is the position. Now, because I am not learned, and very kindly you have delivered me from the mire of illusion. Kindly now let me know what is my duty. This is the position one should present himself to the spiritual master. Not that we have to first of all select spiritual master. The selection is required. Because as soon as you accept one spiritual master, you cannot say that I don't agree with you. No, that you cannot say. Then use them, simply by substance. First of all, you have to select a person who is actually representative, just like Sanatana Goswami is representative of, Lord Chaitanya. Just like Arjuna is representative of Krishna, because he is directly receiving instruction from Krishna, and he is assimilating, and he is that what he is representing. So this is the parampara of Krishna. So we have to select a person who is actually representative of the Supreme. Then we have to surrender. And then we can, of course, before some people and do not understand, we must put our questions. Then the procedure is planned. So here, Sanatana Goswami is asking that, কে আমি কেন আমি কেন আমার জারি তাহত্ব আই প্লেস মাই সেলফ দ্যাট আই ডু নট নো বাট আই রিকোয়েস্ট ইউ টু এক্সপ্লেন হোয়াট আই অ্যাম নাও দিস হোয়াট আই অ্যাম সনাতন গোস্বামী সাচ এ লার্নড ম্যান হি ইজ আস্কিং ফ্রম চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হোয়াট আই অ্যাম আই ক্যান নট নো If one thinks, what I am, I shall think myself that there are so many foolish people, they are meditating what I am, what I am. What I am, you are a foolish. You cannot know what I am. Just like Arjuna did not know what he is. He thought that I am this body, and this person who are in relationship with my body, they are my own man, they are my kinsman. That was his knowledge. So you cannot know, he cannot know what I am. A superior authority will let you know what you are. You cannot know. This is a mistaken idea that I shall find out what I am. No, you cannot know. That's the Sanatana Goswami says that Kiran, kindly, as you have very kindly delivered me, from the illusory position. Now, I am surrender soul to you. Please let me know what I am. Kriyami, kena amaya jati taputra. Taputra means three kinds of material misery. Tapa means misery, tra means three. What I am, and why I am blessed in this miserable condition of material nature. This is called Jigyasu Se Uttamam. This inquiry should be in the human form of life. Then his life is perfect. Kriyami Jagra. In the Brahma Sutra, it is called Atata Brahma Jigyasa. In the Srimad Bhagavat, it is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapadveta Vidyasu Sre Uttamam. One three is inquisitive to inquire, to understand about his spiritual position. He should accept a spiritual master, not a formality. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Kriyami, Kanamari, Jabhatapatra. Tapatra means threefold miseries. What are these threefold miseries? The miseries pertaining to the body and mind, miseries pertaining to the disturbance of material nature, and miseries pertaining to the other living entities. We are always under threefold miseries. We may accept or not accept, that is our position. I am in miserable condition due to other surroundings, my enemies. Other animals are other enemies. And I am in miserable condition due to material disturbance. Nature's disturbance. And I am always under misery due to my body and mental conditions. They are called threefold misery. So, out of these three, we are always under three kinds of misery, but sometimes one is lacking, other is greater. In this way, but we are always under miserable condition. When a sane man comes to this understanding, he is eligible for spiritual education. and one is dull who cannot understand what are his miseries, then he has no need of approaching a spiritual master or inquiring about consciousness. Just like a man who is not aware of his disease, he does not go to a physician. He thinks I'm honest. Just like the drunkard in the bar, you see. They are all nice. There is nothing miserable condition for them. But what do they know about me? They are so much accustomed to this miserable condition that they cannot understand what is meaning of this miserable condition. So, when people are in the lowest stage of ignorance, they cannot understand what it means. But when they are elevated, just like Sanatana Goswami, he goes to a bona fide spiritual master like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative and asks, you know, what are the causes of my miseries and what I am, what is my position? Kiyami kanayamaya japita putraya ihana hi jani kamani sikha. And I also do not know what is the path of my welfare. Sadha sadhan tattva puchite na jani kipakari sab tattva kohata apani. And I also do not know how to place my question. Yes. The blank slate. Completely. I do not know, but I am feeling that I am in a miserable condition. But kindly explain me what is my duty, what I am, and why I am fallen in this miserable condition. So you kindly explain to me. Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa samate purna hoy, sab tattva jano tamara nahi taputra. And Lord Chaitanya encourages him that because you have come to this understanding, now all your miseries are over. All your miseries are over. Just like a man suffering from certain kind of disease, if he approaches a right physician, that means his beginning of ending of all diseases is there. Similarly, if you can find out a bona fide spiritual master, and if there actually answers to end our miserable life, then it is actually done. The beginning is there. Sab tattva jano tamara nahi taputra. Now don't be discouraged, you have no threefold misery. Because you have come to this position, therefore you are above Krishna Bhakti Bharatami Jana Tattva Bhav Jani Dattva Lagi Kuche Sadhu Rishabha. The Sadhu, a sage or a devotee, although he knows everything, he always blesses himself as he does not know anything. He never says that I know everything. But actually, it is not possible to know everything. That is not possible. But one, just like Sir Isaac Newton, he agrees that people say I am very much learned, but I do not know how much I am. I am simply collecting some pebbles on the seashore. So that is the position. If a man who is actually learned, he never say that I am learned. He simply say I am the fool number one. I do not know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his humbleness because actually he was very learned and very man of position in the society. So as a matter of reciprocation, exchange of etiquette, he also accepted, no, you are not fallen, you don't be discouraged. Simply, it is the duty of any learned man to place himself like that, but you are not fool. Krishna Bhakti Bharatami, because you are already devotee. Before retirement and before coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these Goswamis I told you that very learned Shastri scholar, they used to read Bhagavat. When he gave false report to the Nawab Sahib that I am not well, I cannot attend office, then Nawab Sahib went to his house one day personally that this gentleman is not attending office and simply submitting sick report. What is that? So when he approached, the Nawab Sahib saw that he is engaged with learned Pandit in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he understood, oh, this is your disease. You are now taken to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, actually, you are very learned, but out of his humble behavior, he submitted himself to Lord Chaitanya in that gentle way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Saddharma Sabhubodhaya Jishanibbandhi Matihi Achiradeva Sarvatha Siddhati Isham Ovishitaha. That your desire is to get perfection. Therefore you are so much humble. So he quotes one verse from Naradiya Purana, that anyone who is very serious, one who is serious about knowing himself perfectly, and if he seeks in that way, then his perfection is guaranteed. The only thing is that one should be very serious. This purpose of this verse is Saddharma Sabhubhadaya Jishan Nibbandhimati. Nibbandhimati means he has already determined that in this life I shall make my life perfect. Then for him perfection is guaranteed. That if you think, oh, let me try, let me test also this department of Krishna consciousness, at the same time test other department, let us go this way. No. One should be very much serious to make complete perfection in this life. So a man should be serious like Sanatana Goswami. And for that purpose, he sacrificed everything. He became a beggar. So we should be prepared to sacrifice anything for perfection of the human form of life. Then perfection is guaranteed. Simply we should be very serious. That's all. Now, Lord Chaitanya says that, yes, I will have to give you an instruction. Actually, the Sanatana Goswami is eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Arjuna, he is also eternal associate of Krishna. Now, he placed himself as an ordinary man and as if you are in illusion of the relationship of this body. Actually, he was not so. But by the energy of Krishna, he was so-called illusion. Otherwise, he would not place himself in that condition, would not question Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita would not come. That is the purpose. Just like playing. He is similarly some of the associates of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna or his incarnation comes on this earth, his associates are also present there. So some of the associates, they play like a fool personality, like this ordinary man, and they question to the Lord, and the answer is there for the benefit of us. Just like Lord Chaitanya, he is supposed to be Krishna himself. Because people derided at him when he was actually present as Krishna. Abhijananti manamurha. Foolish person derided at me because I am playing just like man. So he came again as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. How to teach how to grasp Krishna Bhakti, Devotional Tradition. He practically demonstrates. So he is eternal. Sanatana Goswami is also, he is eternal associate. As if he is taking lessons, representing ourselves, he is taking lessons from the Lord. The Lord is confirming that yajna-patra how to make bhakti. Bhakti pravartaite samay shabdasya sanatahi samatahi. The Lord is also there. This is a process. It is the duty of the spiritual master to select a disciple. And at the same time, it is the duty of the disciple to select a spiritual master. Now the selection is very nice. Sanatana Goswami is the right person to understand the science of devotional service. And see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the right person to give lesson to the disciple about this science. So he says, Yajna-patra, you are just the proper person to understand the science of devotion. Now, Kumeshan Tattva Suna Koyyatamate. Now, I shall gradually explain to you about this devotional service. You will understand. Now, the first question was of Sanatana Goswami. That is, that should be the first question of everyone. What I am? Because if I do not know what I am, that there is no question of my duties and my destination, everything. Everything will depend first to know what I am. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not know what he was. Therefore, Krishna first of all taught him that you are not this body. You are not this body. That was the first instance. Venus means the Thavehi, Komari. You are so much absorbed in bodily conception of life, and you are thinking that you are a learned man. That is your foolishness. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the first instruction of Lord Krishna is there. You are thinking, you are talking with me, that's like a very learned man. You are arguing with me. But from your behavior, I can understand, you are a fool number one. Because such kind of topic never played by a learned man. So indirectly he said that you are a fool. And why you are a fool? He said that you are not his body. You are changing every moment your body. Why don't you think that you are not his body? Why are you identifying yourself as his body? Business means the body, so much you are. You are changing your body every moment, from the mother's womb up to the death point. You are changing every moment. Why are you thinking that you are body? But you are the same. In spite of all changes, you are the same. I think my childhood, I think that I am the same. I forget that I'm so much grown up. That is my position. The first lesson, the inquiry of Sri Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami is that what I am. Arjuna did not place himself what I am, but here, because the instruction which is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is practically higher than Bhagavad Gita. It is postgraduate study, higher than Bhagavad Gita. I mean, Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not question what I am. He was perplexed. It is bodily conception. Now here, Sanatana Goswami, he thinks that I do not know what I am. So he is advanced than Arjuna. He accepts that I do not know. So because he inquired, Kiyami means what I am. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya directly informs him first that Jive Swarupai Krishna Nitya. Jive, the living entity, is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord. Because Jive Swarupai Krishna Nitya. That is his identity. So he refused all nonsensical idea that I am God, I am equal with God. In the first beginning, he refused this idea, said this is your, you are living entity, your position is that you are eternally servitor of Krishna, or the Supreme Lord. Now we can be, come on.